when some Gedalia used to be Medivri Kabbalah, when you were really Mechuyif Tefes Medivri Kabbalah, then only one who would be a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana would be permitted to eat. Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana would not be allowed to eat. But now Bizman Azeh, that is no longer Medivri Kabbalah, we'll get to that in a minute. So now Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is also permitted to eat. So Rabbi Tam says that Divrei Torah Medivri Kabbalah Ki Divrei Torah Damyan is more than stam, whether people will be medactic about it. The Gemara says about lefneim alachreim. It's more than that. It's really you treat it more seriously as a real din deraisa. So the Novi says tzamer viv tzamer hamishi. Now he declares that it becomes divrei kabbalah, and then he says yiyu lebeis yehuda lesafsan lesimcha lebeadim tovim. You have to treat it like a yontav. You're not allowed to fast. So the Gemara says he gave three parts to the psak. That you're mechuyif to fast, you're not allowed to fast, and do whatever you want, that it's ratz mesan, ratz mesan. So the Gemara asks, how are you supposed to understand the psak? So the Gemara says the psak had three parts. When you have a beis hamikdash and you live, when you have a beis hamikdash, then you're not supposed to fast. Then you have to treat it like a yontif. When you don't have a beis hamikdash, if there's a gzeres hashmar against the Jewish people, then you have to fast midibri kabbalah. After fast Medivri Kabbalah, on all the Tanaisim, on Shivas HaBetamis, on Gedalia, and then the Vilna Gaon quotes in the Bi'ur HaGrof from the Ramban and the Torah Sodom, you have to fast Leila Kiyoma, you have to fast all the Chamisha Inuyim, you have to fast the whole day. And Bizman, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but there's no outright Gzeres HaShmat against the Jewish people, then the Medina HaNovi, it's Rasim Mesanim, right? Tzayim Mesanim, then it's optional. If you want to fast, you can fast. You don't have to. If you don't want to fast, you don't have to. So the Taisus points out that Bizman Azeh, we follow the Halachas Gedolus, who says that Bizman Azeh, Kvashav Yuhu Alayu Choyvo, we have accepted it as a meaning that we fast Bizman Azeh. In other words, if you live in a country where there is a Gzeres Hashmat against the Jewish people, let's say during the Nazi persecutions, that they were killing Jews right and left, so then Rav Soloveitchik said, many Gedolim in Europe said that at that time, for those Jews who were suffering, it was a chiyuv medina to fast. So they had to fast all 24 hours, leila kiyomo, and all the chamisha inuyim, and they had to eat on Tisha B'Av, Shivas HaBetamis, Tam Gedal, it would only be for a chodesh yesh b'sakana, because divrei kabbalah, kedivrei Torah damyan. So when there is a gzeres hashmat against the Jews, then you mechiyuv medina to fast. But if you live in a free country where there isn't obvious anti-Semitism, there isn't persecution against the Jews, so then, Mikra Din, Sratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim, it's only Kvashav Yu Alai Choy, but it's only a minig. So that's why the Ramban explains we have only accepted it as a minig to fast by Yom, not by Laila. We only accepted it to Benegat to the Achilo Shtia, and we haven't accepted it Benegat to all the Chamisha Inuim. That's why the Magan Avron quotes from the Shaloh, who bases it on the Ramban, that a Bal Nefesh Yachmer Al Atzmo, if one wants to observe Midas Chassidus, he should observe all the Chamisha Inuim and should observe Leila Kiyomo, even on Shivas HaBetamis at some Gedalia. Except with few exceptions, he says the Bal Nefesh shouldn't be Machmer. Let's say if his wife just went to Mikvah, says Leil Tfilosa, so that's Chiyavayna Meikir Adin, so he's going to observe Midas Chassidus to cheat his wife, that's not right. You never do Midas Chassidus to be Maps at someone else, unless the wife is also a Chatzidatska. She also wants to observe Midas Chassidus, okay. But it's not always the case. And number two, he says, if you're not going to wear shoes, it's going to be a dead giveaway. You're going to be a rabbi, he's going to be wearing sneakers. So everybody's going to see that he's observing Amidus Chassidus, all the Chamisha Inuim. So he says, you don't have to let the public know that you're observing this Amidus Chassidus. Exactly what is the nature of this meaning that we have, Kvash Havyu Alai Chayva? So this seems to be a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, representing Rishonim before them. The Mechaber writes that the minig, which is still by many Svardim, is that just like the Shabbos before Bahab, the Gemara says you have to be Mekabel Tainus. If a person fasts without being Mechuyev, you're Mechuyev to fast either because on Yom Kippur you're Mechuyev Men HaTorah to fast, on Tisha B'Av you're Mechuyev Men HaRabbanan to fast, or if a person's Mekabel Tainus, person has Yortzeit, or Chosen gets married, whatever, so he's Mekabel Tainus, so he's Mechuyev being Tam Neder. To fast on that day. So if a person is mechuyev to fast, either menatorah, the rabbanon, the kabbalas tainus, so then he has a kiyum tonus. If the person is not mechuyev to fast, he wasn't mekabel tainus, he wasn't mechayiv to fast, and he just volunteers on his own to fast, so there's no kiyum matanis then. You don't say aneinu, there's no kiyum matanis. So the many have a minik to fast sheni v'chamishi v'sheni following Pesach and Sukkot. So the Gemara says you have to be mekabel tainus at least a mincha before. What if you're mekabel tainus 2 days before? So we assume that's also good. You have to be mekabel tainus at least a mincha before. If you're mekabel tainus by ma'ariv leil ha'tainus, that's not sufficient, because the tainus really begins at night. So you have to be mekabel tainus before the day begins. So the minig is that in shuls they make a hachroze on the Shabbos before Bahag, which is a week and a half before the last Sheni Basra. So they say a mishabech for all those who are going to fast. Everybody in shul says amen. So those who don't plan to fast, we're saying amen, a blessing on the head of all of those people who are going to fast. And those who do plan to fast, so they say amen, so they're mekabel tainus. By they saying amen, they're being mekabel tainus. So the Mechaber writes that kvashavu alai chayva by Shabbos betamis and some gedalia and asar betavis means that the minig is that we are mekabel tainus. So the Shabbos before Tzom Gedali, Shabbos HaBetamos, Asar HaBetavis, make Achros and Shul, and everybody says Amen. And when they say Amen, they're all mekabel tainus. Before Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says you don't have to, the Mechaber writes, you don't have to make any Achrosa. Like before Yom Kippur, you don't have to make any Achrosa. That you Yemuchid Medina to fast. Mechaber says there are three Taneisim that you don't need a Achrosa before. One is Yom Kippur, and one is Tisha B'Av, because the Gemara says that doesn't depend on Ratzim Asanim, Ratzim Asanim. And the third tonus is Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther has nothing to do with the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it's not included in the Psak of the Novi over here. That's, by the way, that's also a question. The Taz understood in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av is not included in the three parts. Tisha B'Av, you are mechuyav to fast even if you live in a country where there's no persecution against the Jews. So the Taz understood that that's Medivri Kabbalah. So Mechuyav to fast Medivri Kabbalah on Tisha B'Av. The only hatat to eat on Tisha B'Av would be if you're Cholush Yesh B'Sakana. And he asked against the Mechaber, why the Mechaber paskens like the Ramban? The Ramban writes in Torah Sa'odam that a Cholush Yesh B'Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. So yes, how can it be? But the Rabbi Natam wrote in the Tshuva that when some Gedalia used to be Medivri Kabbalah, the only hat to eat would be for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. Zman Hazeh, it's only Ratzim Misan and Ratzim Misan, Kashay Ralai Chayvah. So that's why we're makel that a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is allowed to eat. But on Tisha B'Av, Yimchuyif to fast Medina, so then it should be Medivri Kabbalah, Kedivri Teredami, the only hat to eat should be for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. That's a Taz's Taina against the Mechaber. The Abnei Neza has a tshuva, so he says the Rashba Sefer on Rosh Hashanah was not available during the lifetime of the Taz. It was printed later. And if the Taz would have seen it, he wouldn't have written what he wrote. The Rashba points out that when you read the Psukim in Zechariah and Perek Ches, he doesn't distinguish between Tisha B'Av and the other Taneisim. The three-part psak applies to Tisha B'Av. As far as Medivri Kabbalah is concerned, the three-part psak applies to Tisha B'Av like the other Taneisim. And when the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av does not depend on Ratzim Misan and Ratzim Misan, that's only Medir Rabbanon. Once it's only Medir Rabbanon, then the Mishnah says in Tainus that any Tainus that's only Medir Rabbanon, Cholush Yesh B'Sakana is permitted to eat. I think there's clearly a mistake. They printed Rab Soloveitchik's Droshes that he said on Tisha B'Av. So they printed the name of Rab Soloveitchik that only Cholush Yesh B'Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. It's against the din. Nobody follows the Taz. I'm sure Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't follow the Taz either. So that's that. Maybe he suggested such a Havamina, but that certainly wasn't the Maskana. Cholush Yesh B'Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. So the Abnei says that's the reason why, like the Rashba explained, because in the Novi and Zechariah, he doesn't distinguish between Tisha B'Av and the others. That distinction is only Medir Rabbanan. So once the Tainus Tisha B'Av is only Medir Rabbanan, it's not Medir Kabbalah. If under the Nazis, Tisha B'Av would be Medivri Kabbalah. So then the whole head to teeth would only be Medivri Kabbalah, Kedivri Teredam, would only be Cholush Yesh B'Sakana. But if you live in a free country like America, then Tisha B'Av is only Medivri Rabbanan. So the Mechaber writes, Mechaber understood that when the Bahag said, Kashal Yoalai Choyva, what it means is that we have a meaning that we're Mekabal Tainus on the Shabbos before. And the Ramor writes that the Ashkenazim don't have that minig. We understand Kashayu Alai Chayva means that the minig is Mechayvas Tefes. Just like on Yom Kippur, Yemuchiv Tefes Medina Deraisa, and Tishbav Yemuchiv Tefes Medirabbanan. So on Shartanesim, you're mechuyif to fast midin minik. So you don't need a Kabbalah. What's the difference, halacha lemaisa? Well, one difference is whether you have to make a hachraz on the Shabbos before. The other difference is regarding te'ima. What about to rinse your mouth out? So if you're going to rinse your mouth out with water that's royal ishtiyo, so then there is a Gemara in brachas. The Gemara has a discussion where the matemis requires a bracha. A chef is cooking in the kitchen, and the chef doesn't remember if they put in salt, if they put in pepper. So they want to taste a little bit the soup to see what it tastes like, and they're going to spit it out. They're not going to swallow. That's the Pashim Pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't learn like that, but that's the Pashim Pshat in the Gemara. So a person wants to taste food that's roi lachila, and he's not going to swallow, he's going to spit it out. So does one require a bracha? So the Gemara says, no, matemis does not require a bracha. Then the Gemara has a suffix. What's the din to be toyim, to taste something on a tainus? Let's say someone is cooking soup today to eat it tonight, and they forgot that they put in flavoring. Is it permissible to taste the food and spit it out in order to see the food is roi lachila, in order to see if it has the right flavor? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about a tainus yochid, a person who is mekabel tainus, and the tainus is, why is he mechuyev to observe the tainus? Because he took a neder. The Gemara says, b'nedarim halacha chaloshim b'nei adam. When every person takes a neder, so you have many, many mishnais in the middle of the nedarim that determine what's included in the neder, what's not included, based on what is included, based on the loshim b'nei adam. So the Gemara has a suffix, should I assume that when the person was mekabel tainus, achil ishtiya kabel alei, Tima loy kabel alei, he never intended to be mekabel in isa tima, or should I say no, even tima is also included. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that achila shtiya kabel alei, tima is muta. He never was mekabel tima. So Tosfos is medayik from the Gemara. Tosfos quotes early Rishonim who are medayik from the Gemara. You see that we're only talking about a tainus yochid, that a person was mekabel and they're the tainus. What if it's tainus aksuvim, if it's a tainus that's written in Tanakh, here the tainus that are written in Zechariah, Perek Zion, Perek Ches. So that doesn't depend on your Kabbalah. So then Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Hananel that even Te'ima is also Osur. So the Mechaber, Lishitosoi, wrote that the Shabbos before Asar B'Tebe, Shavasa B'Tamis, some Gedalia, you have to make a Hachrozeh, and everybody says Amen. So the Mechaber understood, the Minig Svart was, that you have a Kabbalah, you have a Neder Kabbalah's Tainus. On the Shabbos before, everybody's Mekabal Tainus. So you say achil ishtiya, so it depends. Binadarm halacha loshim b'niyadim. What's included? So te'ima was never included. So to rinse your mouth out with water that's roi lachila would be okay. The Rama lishitasa writes not so. The Rama writes that kvasha v'yolai chayba doesn't mean that the meaning is that we are mekabel and neder tainus to fast. The Rama understands that mitam meaning we're mechuyev to fast. Just like Yom Kippur the zechiyah min atarah to fast and Tisha B'Av the zechiyah min rabbanon. So Shavuos Batam is a zechiyah mitam minig to fast. So minig is mechayva. So you don't say what did he mean? What's included? What do you mean? What's included? You mechuyev to fast. So even te'ima would also be also. So that's the machlokes lishitasam. How are you supposed to understand achil d'shtiyah? How are you supposed to understand the bahag kvar shaviyu alai chayvam? You have such a machlokes by Davin Imayrov also. The Gemara comes to there was a machlokes atanoim in the days of the Mishnah, where the Tfilas Arvis Veshus and Tfilas Arvis Chayva, and then Tosfos quotes from the Halachas Gedolus, the Gemara says, if a person daven Mariv, and if he got Yalav Yavai, if it's Rosh Chodesh, he does not have to daven over, if it's Chol HaMoed, he does have to daven over. So Tosfos says, what's the whole discussion? If you don't want to, you don't have to daven the first time. So what do you tell me he has to daven a second time and a third time? What do you have to daven Mariv for? Tfilas Arvis Veshus. If you don't want to, you don't have to daven at all. What does he make Tashlumin? On Sunday morning is davening twice, because if you got to daven Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos, what kind of tashlumin for forgetting to daven? So Tosfos quotes in the name of the Halachas Gedolos that Bizman Hazeh Kvar Shaviyu Alai Yochid. So that's a big machloikis. Rab Chaim in a Seif on the Rambam points out that seems to be a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid. What does it mean? So the Rambam understands Kvar Shaviyu Alai Yochid means that each person who does daven Ma'ariv, it's really always a tefillah sarvis, is always a rishus. Even mizman is that still a rishus. We all volunteer. The minig is that we volunteer to daven ma'ariv. Minig is like the minig is by Shavuos Batam. The minig is that we're all mekabel the ner the tainus. And the Ravid doesn't understand like that. Rab Chaim suggests pshat in the Ravid. The Ravid says the minig is yimachiv to daven ma'ariv. Not that the minig is that you volunteer to daven ma'ariv. Minig is yimachiv to daven ma'ariv. So it's not a tefillah nedava. machlekes is the Rambam and the Rai, but if a person is in the middle of davening mincha, then he realized they already davened at the early minyan. So what does he do? So the Gemara says pesach kafila b'emtza bracha. He stops where he is. Why? Why can't he volunteer? Let him daven b'toris tfilas nedovim. So we assume that the first half of the davening, he was davening in the Shem Chayv, he thought it was mincha. Then in the middle, he realized that he already did daven mincha, he's going to have kavana mikana lahaba for tfilas nedove, so the din is all the 19 brachas ha-ma'ak v'zu azu, and the kavana sa-gabra is kaveh, what the tfila is, that the first half of the Shemana Esri, he had in mind l'shem mincha, second half of the Shemana Esri, he had in mind l'shem nedove, so half and a half, doesn't add up. You can't be mitzarf one to the other. You have to have 19 brachas mincha, 19 brachas nedove. Can't have 10 brachas mincha and 9 brachas nedove. So this is by shachris, by mincha. What about by ma'ariv? So the Rambam writes that if a person in the middle of davening ma'ariv and he realizes he already davened earlier, so he may continue to daven to the rest of the Shemana Esri, because when he started davening ma'ariv, everything was b'toris nedove. Because tfilas arvis is nedove. Tfilas arvis is reshus. It's always Nedovah. From the very beginning, everything was Nedovah. And the Ravid is Masagan the Ramam. So the Rab Chaim suggests that maybe this is the Machlekes. According to the Ravid, the Pshat in Kvash of Yualai Choyva means that we have a minig that we volunteer to Dav Ma'arif. We have a minig that we offer Tfilas Arvis Nedovah. So the Ma'arif from the beginning to the end was all Nedovah. So even if he realizes in the middle that he already did Dav Ma'arif, he's going to be Mechavin from now on to the end of the Ma'ariv, Shemana Esri, the Shem Nedovah, from the beginning was also B'toris Nedovah. Everything was B'toris Nedovah. So there's no problem. How can you have 10 brachas B'toris Ma'ariv and 9 brachas B'toris Nedovah? Davening B'toris Ma'ariv is also B'toris Nedovah. Tfilas Arvis is still a Nedovah. And perhaps that's in the Nekuda that the Ravid argues about that. So the Magen Mishnah says the Ravid is in disagreement, but the Rambam calls the Olzeh Bizmanazeh, Kasha Yualai Choyva Bizmanazeh, Ma'ariv is a Choyva, because the Ravid holds that you're Mechuyiv to daven Ma'ariv, not the minig is that you're Mechuyiv to volunteer. The minig is you're Mechuyiv to daven Ma'ariv. So such a machlekes you have by Kasha Yualai Choyva here, benegeh to the Tanais. The Gemara says, "Msochim, what's the story about Ubers and Menikos?" So the Gemara says, "On Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they have to fast. And on the other Tanesim, they don't have to fast. Well, why is that? Because on Yom Kippur, they only had to eat is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. What about Tisha B'Av? So if the Uberes and Menikos really doesn't feel well, if she's mutal l'mishkav, so she is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, so she's allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av also. We're talking, Uberes and Menikos doesn't have any problems. She finds it easy to fast. So when you get to Tisha B'Av, we say if she's not a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, she has no head to eat. When you get to the other Tanesim, since it's only dependent on Ratzim Mesanim, Ratzim Mesanim, but the Bahak says, B'zmanazek v'ashev yolai chayvom, so it's a lower level than, much lower level than Tisha B'Av. It's only mitam minig, whatever that means, whatever the minig means. So that's why we assume, that's why the Gemara says that the Ubers and Menikos are, we declare that they're all in, since it's a din de Rabbana Kal, it's only a minig, din de Rabbana Kal. The Gemara says minig is binding mitam neder, it's only with the Rabbana, the Gemara in the Dorm, that is Vav. So since it's a din the Rabbanan Kal, so we automatically declare Evan Beres and Menika as a Cholu Shem Misakon. This is based on a Gemara in Tainus. There's a Gemara in Tainus where the Gemara says when there's Atziris Gishamim, so first they fast Shenem HaChamisha V'Sheni, then they fast again Shenem HaChamisha V'Sheni, and then they fast seven Taneisim, Shenem HaChamisha, Shenem HaChamisha, Shenem HaChamisha, and Sheni. So the Gemara says that the first three Taneisim, It's a takonas chachamim. The bezin declares that they should fast midirabbanan. So the first three, the tzara is not that severe yet. So Gemara says it's only a din derabbanan kal because the atziris geshamim didn't bring any catastrophe yet. So we say that the mubaris and menikos, since it's a din derabbanan kal, so you automatically declare all of the mubaris and menikos as a chayel shem misakonim. When you get to the Gimel HaMitzoyos, that's already Mochomer, that's a Din Rabbana Chomer. So then the Gemara says the Mabaris and Menikos have to fast, unless there really be a Chalu Shem B'Sakana, it'll be the same as Tisha B'Av. The last seven Taneisim, so the Gemara says it's either all or nothing, it's a series of seven. So you got to tell the Mabaris and Menikos have to fast twice a week for 3.5 weeks in a row. Sheni Machamish, Sheni Machamish, Machamish, Sheni. So the Gemara says that's going to be too much for them. So since it's going to be too much, they'll become It'll make them into Chol Hashem Sakana. So we automatically declare that when the Gimel Rishonis and the Zayin Achronis were Mekel, the Gimel Amtsoyos were Machmer. So that's over here. Tisha B'Av is a Din D'Rabbanan Chomer. So the Gemara says in Psachim and Makom Shenagu that Mubaris and Menigas have to fast unless they really are a Chol Hashem Sakana. And as far as Shivasa Batam, some Gedalia, that Bismana said, it's no longer Medibri Kabbalah. When it was Medibri Kabbalah, there would only be a heta to eat if the person would be a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, a Sufik Sakana. That's the Rabbeinu Tam in the Tshuva. That's quoted by the Agos Maimini. But Bismana said that the Shivasa Batam is and Nasar Batavis is only Yotze Mesan and Ratze Mesan, Kashevi Olai Chayva. So here, it's like a Dinda Rabbanon Kal, like the Gimel Rishainas of the tiniest for that serious Kshamim, that we automatically declare every Melberes and Minik as a Chol Hashem Sakana. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch writes that nonetheless the Minik was that the women always used to fast, even the Melberes and Minikos, unless they feel that it's going to be too hard for them. This is a problem. What is he recommending? Why do they have it? It doesn't make sense to have a Minik to fast, because whenever you're not Mechuyif to fast, so there's no Kiyum Atonis. You're only Mechuyif to fast if there's a din deraisa, you have to fast like on Yom Kippur, achiyuv derabbanan like on Tisha B'Av, or if you're a mekabel on Neder Tainus, here on Shivasa B'Tammuz, the people are not by Ashkenazim, the people are not mekabel on Neder Tainus. We don't have the achroza, the Shabbos before. So the question is, what was the takanas chacham? So the Gemara says, there never was a takanas chachamim that the Mboris and Menikas are mechuyiv to fast. So what does it help that they're going to volunteer as a midas chassidus to fast? A peller, Rav Soloveitchik, a peller. I think many of the Mubaris and Manikas today don't observe the Chumrah of the Ramah, they just eat and shine. When a person eats, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Chol Hashem B'Sakana, has to eat. He shouldn't eat French fries with steak. He should eat a tuna fish sandwich. Okay, a person has to eat, should eat something simple. Even the night before the Tanis, there's a Ramah in Hilchas Nida, where the Ramah says if someone by mistake was Boal Anida, so you should fast on Esim for Tshuva. And the meaning is you only fast in the daytime, you don't fast in the nighttime, but even the night, even though you're not fasting in the nighttime, he says you shouldn't have Basav Ayai, the night of the Tanis. So the Torah Sashlamim on the bottom of the page has two pshat, and which nighttime is he talking about? He's talking about the nighttime Leil HaTanis, the night before the Tanis, or the night following the Tanis. So the Pasha pshat is he has two pshat. So one pasha pshat is he's talking Leil HaTanis, the night of the Tanis. So that's Rav Soloveitchik delivered a whole Yahrzeit Rasha years ago. That why do you have to be Mekabel Tanis to the Mincha before? You have to be Mekabel Tanis before the Tanis begins. So you see that Tanis begins at night, but everybody eats supper. The Gemara says, so there's not a kasha. The Gemara says, you say Aneinu by Mairev, Medina the Gemara, you say Aneinu by Mairev and Shachris and Mincha. We have the minig, you only say Aneinu by Mincha because we're afraid that we may not feel well, we may have to eat, or we may forget, and we may eat. And then it'll turn out that we were dervish comers, and then we didn't really fast. But Medina the Gemara says in Tainus that you say Aneinu by Mairev and by Shachris and by Mincha. So how do you say, so the Gemara says you say Aneinu by Mairev when you daven ishul, then you go home and you eat supper. What are you saying Aneinu for? The answer is, it is Yom HaTanis. The Tanis begins at night time. The Tanis is from Shkia to the Shkia. But there's no chiyuv to fast at night. That's what the Gemara says, that if a person went to sleep and he didn't make a tanai before he went to sleep, he had a shinas keva, then the tanis begins earlier. Why does the tanis, if the tanis is only by yom, so how come if he wakes up early he's not allowed to eat unless he made a tanai in advance? Yes, there is. The yom tanis already began at night. It's just that there's a heta to eat. So if you say it like that, then you understand. Rav Soloveitchik said, then you understand very well why the Ramah quotes such a practice that you don't have Basav Yayin the night before the Tanis, because even though you don't have to fast, but it's really the Yom HaTanis, and so you're allowed to eat, but you shouldn't eat like a Chayla has to eat on Shabbos Batam, but he shouldn't have steaks and he shouldn't have French fries. He should eat what he needs to be healthy. The other version of the Torah Sashlamim is that it goes on the night following the Tanis. What's that? It's the night following the Tanis. Hayom Halach Achar Alayla. We don't say Halayla Halach Achar Hayom. So the Gemara, the Torah Sashlamim explains that. The Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara says, the Bikotchim Halayla Halach Achar Hayom. The Chulin Hayom Halach Achar Alayla. And fasting at Tanis, the Gemara says in Brochus, the end of the second parak, is similar to Hakrobas Korbonis. When a person fasts, he loses a little bit of weight. Even fat people lose a little bit of weight. So we mispallel in the tefillah that when a person used to have a tiny tzioch, they would offer a prayer and say, Niyotchel bevidomi, the little bit of fat and blood that I lost today should be considered as if I offered a korban in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbech, and as if I sprinkled the dam on the Mizbech, and as if I was marked at the chelev on the Mizbech. So fasting atonis is, in a certain sense, a form of akrovus karbonis. And in kochim, halal achal hachayim, so the night following the tonis perhaps is connected with the tonis again. So we don't fast, but it's still part of the Yom HaTanis. So that's what the Ramah quotes such a minig, that when a person is fasting a tainis l'shem kapara, maybe he shouldn't eat basar v'yayin the night after. Yeah, we have a minig that you don't eat basar v'yayin amatzoi Tisha B'Av till Asiri B'Av till Chatzos. That's the minig that Ashkenazim have not to have basar v'yayin the whole 9 days. So we observe the minig of the 9 days continues into the 10th day, into Asiri B'Av. But the night following the other Taneisim, the Torah Sashlam says that we don't have a minig not to have basar v'yayin. Somehow that minig that there are more, it makes sense to have it by all Taneisim, this explanation that halal halachachayim kachim is like a korbanis, but the meaning only developed by tainis l'shem kapor. These tainisim are not so much l'shem kapor. The meaning that to have basar v'yayin in the 9 days, this Ashkenazim have a meaning. A lot of the Sfarim do not have the meaning. So the meaning has nothing to do with avelus. And Ovelus permitted to have basar v'yayin in the middle of Shiva. In fact, some of the Rishonim say that the Sudas Havroah, when the Avelim come back from the cemetery after a relative is buried, so the Din requires Ovel Osel Lechem Mishalo, Suda Rishonim. Other people have to serve him the first meal. So they should serve him Dafka meal with basar v'yayin, should be a Suda Chashuva, a basar v'yayin. So you see that basar v'yayin is mutar for an oval. Some Rishonim only say yayin, they don't say so much basar, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin dafayin la nivra yayin elu v'nachem boyas ha'avelim. The Gemara says based on psukim in Tanakh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created grapes and he wanted people to make it. Well, from the days of Adam Rishon knew how to make wine. Noach got drunk, it says in Tanakh, but before then, historically they say that wine existed in the days of Adam Rishon. It's almost 6,000 years old, the bria, the ability of man to make wine. So wine was originally intended by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Some Rishonim say that the Sudas Avraham doesn't have to be fleishigs, but it should be with yayin. And other Rishonim say it should be a Sudah Hashuva, yayin, basa v'yayin. So what do we have a meaning not to have basa v'yayin the 9 days? If in Shiva you don't have such a din, the Sudas Avraham, the Oinen is not allowed to have basa v'yayin. But that's al pipashna. That's not a sign of avelus. That's because we're afraid. He's gonna be mezazel in the kvuras ames. We want him to concentrate on arranging for the funeral. He's gonna be allowed to eat basar v'yayin. He's gonna get too involved in that. He's gonna forget about taking care of the mace. But the pashta says you don't have an iser avelus on basar v'yayin. So what's this all about in the 9 days? The minig Ashkenazim. So the Rishonim explain. It's based on the Gemara in the end of Cheskes Habatim, the last daf of Cheskes Habatim. The Gemara says after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Balabatim approached the Tanaim and they said maybe we should be mekabel on ourselves to refrain from having basar v'yayin all year long. This mancha Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, when we offer yayin to the Ribbono Shel Olam Nisach HaYayin, we burn chelev on the Mizbeach, so we give the Ribbono Shel Olam basar v'yayin, so we have a right to eat basar v'yayin. But Bizman Shayim Beis HaMikdash Kaim, we're not giving the Ribbono Shel Olam and basar v'yayin, so maybe we don't have the right to eat basar v'yayin. So the Tanoim said, then you can't drink water because there's Nisach HaMayim also on Sukkos, and you can't eat any bread, cake, or cookies, anything that has flour, because you bring Menachas on the Mizbeach. It'll be Akzerish and Reba Tzibi Yichol Amalambad Bo, so it doesn't make sense to make such a Gzera. So the Rishonim say that the women developed the minig. That's how they say. The women developed the minig. The women are the ones who decide what to serve for dinner. So the women developed a minig that they don't serve basar v'yayin in the 9 days. It's exerish en rei batzi b'yicholam lamed, but to refrain from basar v'yayin, water, and flour all year long. But for 9 days, nishgefela. So for 9 days, that's we observe that that idea that was suggested at the time of the Churban Shein, but it's really Zechel HaMikdash. It's not a Nihug Avelos. It's not at all a ninagavelis to refrain from basavayayin. We have a minig also not to recite shehechayanu during the 3 weeks. On a prichodush, shehechayanu on the prichodush, we don't say. So the Magen Avraham asked the kasha, what do you mean? But the Gemara says if a person dies and he leaves a lot of money to the Yoshim, so the Yoshim have to say two brachas. They say shehechayanu that they became rich. They say baruch dayin emes that the old man died, that the father died. But they say shehechayanu. They see this, there's nothing wrong with saying Shechyanu. It's not a steer to Avela. So why don't we say Shechyanu in the 3 weeks? Where do you have a din that an oval, which new Gavelis is that the oval doesn't say Shechyanu? So the Magen Avraham says, no, it's nothing to do with Avelis. It's a different word. The din is that you say Shechyanu when you see a prichadosh, even if you're allergic to that potatoes. You're allergic to, you can't stand the taste of the spinach. You're not going to eat it, and you can't afford it, and you're allergic to it. You say Shechyanu when you see that they're selling it in the store. Our meaning is that we say Shechyanu when we're about to eat it. But Mizman HaGemara, the Vilna Gaon followed that practice. Mizman HaGemara, they say Shechyanu when they saw it. So the Magen Avraham says, it's not really a Shechyanu over the excitement of the spinach. He's not excited. He's allergic to spinach. He can't afford it, or he doesn't like it, whatever. Shechyanu is he's excited over the Hagoyas Hazman. We say Shechyanu v'Hagoyas Hazman Hazeh. If I see that they're selling watermelons in the store, so I realize that I have survived a whole year. The last time I saw watermelons was last year, and now they're selling watermelons. So I'm excited about the Hagoyas Hazman. When I see, it's not I'm excited about the Pichodesh. I'm excited about the Hagoyas Hazman. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Shechyanu on a Pichodesh is really not over the pre. It's a Shechyanu on Hagos Hazman. And this man, the Bein Amtzarim's man, the 3 weeks, is not a happy man. So we're not excited to say Shechyanu Lazman Hazeh. This is not a happy man. But let's say a person buys a new suit in the 3 weeks. So that Pashto says that Shechyanu he should say. And Moshe has tshuva, so you never say any Shechyanu. And Moshe talks about a person buys an automobile. So does he say a bracha? So he says it depends what bracha would he say. If he shares the automobile with his wife and his children, then the bracha will not be Shechyanu to begin with. It's going to be Atayva Meitav. So there never was a meaning not to say Atayva Meitav in the 3 weeks. But if he's a single guy, he's the only one who's going to use the car. So then he's going to say Shechyanu. So Shechyanu he shouldn't say in the 3 weeks. So the Pashto says that's against the Magen Avraham. The Netziv at the end of his Sefer on the Shiltas, writes that now that he completed writing the whole Sefer, so he wondered what they say Shechyanu on the completion of writing a Sefer. So he starts, he's going to be Mavarit, so he starts running through Shas, every place it says in the Gemara that you say Shechyanu, tries to figure out what are the rules and regulations of Shechyanu. So in the middle of his long dissertation, middle of his long essay at the end of the commentary on the Shiltas, he quotes this Magen Avraham, and he says that's what the Magen Avraham said, that the only Shechyanu that you don't say in the 3 weeks is the Shechyanu on the Prichadosh, because that's really a Shechyanu on the Hagos Hazman. It's not really a Shechyanu on the excitement of the people. And on the Beget Chodosh, Abayis Chodosh, the Shechyanu is on that. Not on the Zman. The Zman is not a happy Zman. But the Shechyanu on the house, or on the suit. So that the Pashtus is that Shechyanu you could say. What exactly do we observe? So what avelis do we observe here? So on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, Kol ha-dvarim ha-nogim bo-ovel, nogim b'Tisha B'Av. Means all the laws of Shiva are observed on Tisha B'Av. Not all of the laws. Some of the laws are not observed. Kriyas Hamita we don't observe. So that's a question. Atifa Sarosh we don't observe. So that's the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch discuss that. How come some of the laws of Shiva are not observed? So Kviyas Hamita al pi Pashtus is only a neo. The Gemara says Abishol Oima. What is Kviyas Hamita all about? The Muz Diyukni Nasati BaAdam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created all people with Tzelem Elokim, and when a person sins Vata Bamenaseim Hafachtiha. Now that a person sins, Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Tzelem Elokim. So that's why the Chacham said Kfu Mita Seichem Aleh. You should do Kviyas Hamita because the bed reminds one of the Tzelem Elokim, so when the person dies, no Tzelem Elokim is taken away, so you do Kviyas Hamita. We're observing Tisha B'Av not because of the fact that so many Jews were killed at the time, many Jews were killed at the time of the Churban HaBayis, but we're not observing Avelis over their death, we're observing Avelis over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash today. The Beis HaMikdash didn't have a Tzelem Elokim, so the whole idea of Kviyas Hamita doesn't apply at all on Tisha B'Av. So that's easy enough to understand, but the Shad is what about Atifa Sairosha also doesn't apply. So the Poskim, the Taz and the other Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, they want to distinguish between Mitzvah Sasei and Isuri Avela. So they say we're only Noig on Tisha B'Av, Miyikar Adin, you're only Noig the Isuri Avela, they're not Noig the Mitzvah Sasei. I would sit on the floor until after Chatzai. He said, that's only a minute. If it would have been on Tisha B'Av, if it would have been Medina, we would have to observe it all day long. So that's only a minig that when you say the kinnis, you sit on the floor. And the minig was that they said kinnis until chatzos. That's the shaila now. And a lot of shuls, they finish kinnis at 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. So they shouldn't sit on, is the minig that you only don't sit on a chair till after you finish the kinnis? So the minig is you don't sit on the chair till after chatzos. It's a little not 100% clear in the Shulchan Aruch. So on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, Medina, you observe dinim like Shiva. During the 9 days, Ashkenazim have a minhag to observe what the Gemara says is Shavuot Shechal B'Av Tisha B'Av. Shavuot Shechal B'Av Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to wash any clothes. So that approximately is roughly equivalent to the Niyug of Shloshim. Ashkenazim observe not only Shavuot Shechal B'Av Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av falls in the middle of the week, so Shavuot Shechal B'Av is just from the beginning of that week, from the Sunday till after Tisha B'Av, and that's it. So Ashkenazim have a meaning that we start with the Avelus of Shavuot Shechal B'Av Tisha B'Av, starting from Rosh Chodesh of the 9 days. And then we have an additional meaning on top of the meaning that we don't take haircuts, we don't get married during the 3 weeks. The Ashkenazim have that meaning. Yeah, what is that all about? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, this says in classical poskim, before Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was born, the classical poskim point this out, Panim Meiris and others have like this, that the three different levels of Avelus, roughly speaking, the Shiva, the Shloshim, and the Yud Bei Chodesh, within the Shiva itself, there are different levels. But basically, the three, Shiva, Shloshim, and Yud Bei Chodesh, usually, when a person dies, so you observe the more intense Avelus, then after the Shiva is up, you observe a less intense Avelus, then after the Shloshim is up, if it's a parent who died, then one observes Yud Beis Chodesh till the end of the year. And here, it's the reverse. We're building up till Tisha B'Av comes. So we start building up from the lowest form of Avelus, Miktas Avelus, Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh. So starting from Shivasa B'Tamuz, we observe Miktas Avelus. Then when it comes to 9 days, we observe a more intense Avelus. Then on Tisha B'Av is the most severe, you observe like Shiva. So roughly speaking, that's what it's approximately equivalent to. That the 3 weeks is like Yud Beis Chodesh, the 9 days is like Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av itself is like Shiva. Things that in Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't take a haircut until Yigar B'Chaverev, until a person looks awful, then he's allowed to take a haircut. But people do get married, if Ein Le'isha Bonim, people do get married. In Yud Beis Chodesh, it says in the Gemara, you're permitted to. So how come we don't get married during the period of the 3 weeks? So the commentaries on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch point out, this is like we have a minig. In the days of the Rishonim, they had a minig not to get married b'sof ha-chodesh. They would only get married in the beginning of the month when the moon was getting bigger and bigger, as a simon toiv, that their love for each other should grow and grow. Fine. Like when you get married, so the kala wears a white gown. There's a din, and the tablecloths are nice. If you want, you can put a plastic tablecloth on the table also when you have a wedding. The kala can wear a blue polka dot dress also, but you can't say it's a minig. Very nice, a symbol of purity. So you have white tablecloths and you have a white gown, everything is nice. You can't say it's a minig. It's not really called a minig. A lot of Rishonim were opposed to it, that's lois aneinu. You're not allowed to consider as if certain seasons of the year are more lucky or less lucky than other seasons of the year. So the Muki Yosef in Sanhedrin on the Sugya of lois aneinu quotes those who felt that you're not allowed to be medaktik. When you're setting a wedding date, you're not allowed to look on the calendar to see when is Tchilas HaChodesh and when is Sof HaChodesh. So the Muki Yosef defends the minig and he says it's permissible. He doesn't say you're obligated. When you set a wedding date, you're not mechuyev to look on the calendar. You're not mechuyev to. It's like all the days are booked already, so you're going to postpone next month, next month, next month. Keep on postponing. So the mother-in-law is expecting a baby. Sister-in-law is expecting. Keep on postponing in order to get married. Tchilas HaChodesh. You don't. It's not a din that you have to. It's not a minig that you have to. The minig is that you're permitted to. You're permitted to choose to. It's not a din that the kala has to wear a white gown. If she wants to, she doesn't have to wear a white gown. So we have a minig that we allow people to have this simen yofet. to have this Siman Yafa, to get married b'tchilas ha'chodesh. You don't want to get married b'sof ha'chodesh. That's what the Achrayim say, that if you look in the Torah, the Torah has this in Hilchas Sfiras Ha'omer. So the Torah has that the two minhagim started at different times in history. The minig not to take a haircut in Sfira came first. Then the minig not to get married during Sfira was a later minig. They didn't come together. The minig not to take a haircut, that's based on Avelos. Avelos is based on the minig not to get married, even Yesh Leisha, even Ein Leisha Banim. So that, but during Yud Beis Chodesh, that's permissible. So the Behetiv explains over there that it's like not to get married b'sof ha'chodesh. It's not a nice season of the year to get married. So that's the minig during the 3 weeks. We don't get married during the 3 weeks either. Not so much mitam avelus. If ain't leisha bana would be muta, but we hope you're only getting married once in your life. So instead of picking this time, pick a different time. If a person gets stuck. Let's say the guy's going, I remember years ago, people were drafted into the American Army, and they wanted to get married before they went. They wanted to remember that they had a wife, and they're not going to forget. So they got married during Sfira, and then they would have to get, and they wouldn't be with their wives. they would be shipped off to Japan or whatever. They would be shipped off to Europe somewhere. But they would get married in the middle of Sfira. Shas Hatchak. If you have a choice to pick, you have a brera to pick to get married during Sfira, to get married during the 3 weeks, or get married some other time. So you only get married once in your lifetime, so pick a different time to get married. But if you have no choice, so then you get married also. You should pick a better time of the year, like Sof HaChodesh, you should pick a better time in the month to get married. This morning we concluded all of the slichas with that prayer that the prophecy of the Novi Zechariah should be fulfilled, that it's Tzomar Aviv, it's Tzomar Chamishi, all of these Taneisim, Yul Beis Yehuda, L'Sosan, L'Simcha, L'Meyadim Tovim, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, so we'll be celebrating these days as Yamim Tovim. So we hope it'll be very soon during our lifetime.